Lying down meditation. Lying down is a wonderful way to meditate if you can manage not to fall asleep. And if you do fall asleep, your sleep may be more restful if you enter it through meditation. You can wake up from sleeping in the same way, bringing full awareness to those first moments of wakefulness returning. When your body is lying down, you can really let the whole of it go much more easily than you can in any other posture. Your body can sink into the bed, mat, floor, or ground until your muscles stop making the slightest effort to hold you together. This is a profound letting go at the level of your muscles and the motor neurons which govern them. The mind quickly follows if you give it permission to stay open and wakeful. Using the body as a whole as the object of your attention in lying down meditation is a blessing. You can feel the body from head to toe, breathing and radiating warmth over the entire envelope of your skin. It's the whole body that breathes, the whole body that's alive. In bringing mindfulness to the body as a whole, you can reclaim your entire body as the locus of your being and your vitality, and remind yourself that you, whoever you are not just a resident of your head. You can focus on different areas in either a free-flowing or a more systematic way when practicing meditation lying down. We introduce the people in our clinic to lying down meditation in the form of a 45-minute body scan. Not everybody can sit for 45 minutes right away, but anybody can do the body scan. All you need to do is lie here and feel different regions of your body, and then let go of them. The body scan is systematic in the sense that we move through the various regions of the body in a particular order. But there's no one way to do it. It could be done scanning from head to feet, or from feet to head, or from side to side for that matter. One way to practice is to inwardly direct your breath into and out from the various regions of your body as if you could breathe right into your toes or your knee or your ear, and breathe out from those places. When you feel ready, on an out-breath, you just let go of that region, allowing or inviting it to dissolve in your mind's eye as the muscles themselves let go and you drop into stillness and open awareness before moving on and connecting with the next region of the body, which you would come to on another in-breath. As much as possible, allow all the breathing to be through your nose. You don't have to do lying down meditation as systematically as in the body scan, however. You can also focus on particular regions of your body at will, or as they become dominant in the field of your awareness, perhaps due to pain or a problem with a particular region. Entering into them with openness and attention and acceptance can be profoundly healing, especially if you practice regularly. It feels like a deep nourishing of cells and tissues, as well as of psyche and spirit, whole body and soul. Lying down meditation is a good way to get in touch with your emotional body, too. We possess a metaphorical, a mythical heart, as well as a physical one. When we focus on the region of the heart, it can be helpful to tune into any sensations of constriction in the chest, tightness or heaviness, and be aware of emotions such as grief, sadness, loneliness, despair, unworthiness, or anger, which may lie just beneath the surface of those physical sensations. We speak of broken hearts, of being hard-hearted or heavy-hearted, because the heart is known in our culture as the seat of our emotional life. The heart is also the seat of love, joy, and compassion. And such emotions are equally deserving of attention and of honoring as you discover them. A number of specialized meditative practices, such as loving-kindness meditation, are specifically oriented towards cultivating in oneself particular feeling states that expand and open the metaphorical heart. Acceptance, forgiveness, loving-kindness, generosity, and trust are all strengthened by intentionally centering and sustaining attention in the heart region and invoking such feelings as part of formal meditation practice. but these feelings are also strengthened through simply recognizing them when they arise spontaneously in your meditation practice and by encountering them with awareness. Other body regions, too, have metaphorical meaning and can be approached in meditations, lying down and otherwise, with this kind of awareness. The solar plexus has a sun-like radiant quality and can help us to contact feelings of centeredness, lying as it does at the center of gravity of the body, and of vitality in terms of its digestive fires. The throat vocalizes our emotions and can be either constricted or open. Feelings can get stuck in the throat sometimes, even if the heart is open. When we develop mindfulness of the throat region, it can put us more in touch with our speech and its tonal qualities, such as explosiveness, speed, harshness, volume, automaticity on the one hand, or softness, gentleness, sensitivity on the other, as well as its content. Each region of the physical body has its counterpart in an emotional body or map, which carries a deeper meaning for us, often completely below our level of awareness. In order to continue growing, we need to continuously activate, listen to, and learn from our emotional body. Lying down meditations can help a lot with this, as long as when you get up, you're willing to risk the stands that your insights might require. In the old days, our cultures, mythologies, and rituals helped in the process of activating our emotional body and honoring its vitality and its impermanence. Usually this was done in same-sex initiation practices organized by the community of elders, whose job it was to educate the adolescents about what it meant to be a full adult within the tribe or culture. The importance of the development of the emotional body is hardly recognized today. We are pretty much left to our own devices to come to full adulthood, whether man or woman. Our elders may have become so denatured themselves from a lack of such nurturance that there's no longer a collective knowledge of how to guide the awakening emotional vitality and authenticity of our young people, our children. Mindfulness may contribute to a reawakening of this ancient wisdom in ourselves and in others. Since we lie down for so much of our lives, lying down meditation provides a readily accessible gateway to another dimension of consciousness. Before sleep, upon waking, while resting or lounging, the lying down can itself invite you to practice mindfulness, bringing breath and body together moment by moment, filling your body with awareness and acceptance, listening, hearing, growing, letting go, letting be.